Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good evening and welcome to a abbreviated and belated John Whitmer Show. Lo siento. Condolences to Chiefs fans out there. Tough game, tough loss, but it's the Bills. That's always a toughie. But that's okay. If you get them in the playoffs, you tend to beat them in the playoffs. So sorry to the Bills fans out there, but thank you for joining us. Pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330. Studio lines are open now, so feel free to call. By email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and Truth Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Glad to be back in studio. Last week we were down at AFP's headquarters. We always enjoy doing the road shows. We're going to try and do more of those in 2026. We're going to try and do some more of those. Might even be back in Topeka.
Oh, that'll be good too.
Yeah, yes. We did those four of those last year. Working on a deal right now. Might be back in Topeka. Might be back on the air more next year. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
What's he saying? Yes, we'll see. You know, more news to come on that front. But yes, a couple of events coming up. The Wichita Pachyderm Club is hosting a power-packed post-election event on Friday. This coming up Friday the 7th. That's 11:30 to 1 at the Ninth Floor Club. That's the former petroleum club there with election insights from Sedgwick County Clerk Kelly Arnold and Kansas GOP Vice Chair Andy Hoosier. My buddy, I might have to go to that and just like shoot spit wads at Hoosier just because it's fun to do. And then don't forget Thursday the 13th at 7, the Sedgwick County Republican Party is hosting a an event with special guest Congressman Ron Estes. They're doing a fundraising evening of bourbon and cigar tasting, fine bourbon and cigar tasting at the Candle Club, which is kind of fun. You can buy tickets for that at sedgwick.gop, or you can get all the information for both of these events at the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So bourbon and cigars. I might have to, I know I'm going to that. I bought my ticket already.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, that should be a lot of fun. Tonight we're going to talk, we've got a lot of candidates that are going to call in. Nathan Hunter, who is hands down the best candidate running for Goddard Unified School District out in USD 265. We have got to fix the Goddard School, that district, the school board out there. They rubber stamp any opportunity to raise taxes and whatever Justin Henry, who is the overpaid superintendent out in Goddard. We got to clean house out at the Goddard School District. Nathan Hunter is one of the candidates out of Goddard. We'll talk to him. There are a couple of others who may call in tonight. Where we've got, I reached out to every candidate, told them, look, call in. We're going to give you the show tonight. So as many of our local candidates that want to, the show is yours. 316-869-1330. This show is yours tonight. You can call in as many local candidates who want to. Democrats, if you want to, you can call in too. I'll be happy to explain why you should not get a single vote on Tuesday. Feel free. Knock yourselves out. You want to try it? Huh. Bring it, baby. But seriously, though, Tuesday's election day in Kansas. And I'm going to say something that way too many Republicans, conservatives, center-right independents still do not emotionally internalize. And that is Republicans who do not vote elect Democrats. It's a fact, folks. Not the media, not the left's machines, not the unions, not the college activist industrial complex, not MSDNC fake news BC. You, Republicans. Four out of four voters who vote in every regular even year election, who don't show up in off year elections, you are the people who elect Democrats because you don't vote in regular off year elections. It's that simple. When we stay home, and I'm not saying we because we don't include me, my wife and I vote religiously. But if you don't vote on Tuesday, when you assume the school board seats are safe, when you assume the city council race is obvious or not important, Democrats win by default. And then you sit around for the next 2 to 4 years and bitch about property taxes or woke school policies or boys and girls sports, or you expect the legislature to fix it for you, or you complain about DEI hiring nonsense, or you, well, it's you. It's you who did that. You handed them the keys by not showing up, by allowing 16% voter turnout to determine the outcome. You want to prevent your taxes from going up? Vote on Tuesday. You want to keep woke politics out of your kids' classrooms? Vote on Tuesday. If you're tired of seeing rainbow trans flags on your classroom walls? Vote on Tuesday. You want to stop liberals from raising taxes every time they need to quote-unquote feel good about a new program? Vote on Tuesday. You want to prevent the next multi-billion dollar school bond that does nothing to actually educate kids or improve outcomes, but pads consultants, architects, and administrators? Vote on Tuesday. If you're tired of seeing bond initiatives that pay for press boxes, stadium upgrades, but doesn't do anything to improve outcomes, vote on Tuesday. This is not complicated. Municipal elections, school boards, city councils, USD bond elections, these have more real-world effect on your life than Congress. We always complain about Washington, and there's plenty to complain about. But you want to actually change your life, your property tax bill, your schools, your city, your police funding? You want to stop radical activist school librarians shoving books about genital identity at 10-year-olds? Vote on Tuesday. This election is the one that matters. And historically, conservative voters flop in municipal elections. They snooze, they shrug, they say, yeah, it's just a school board, it's just local. Democrats don't think that way. They treat every library trustee race like it's the Supreme Court. And that's why they win school boards. They show how they push DEI, it's this way. This is how they instill radical gender ideology in K-12 curriculum. This is how biological males end up competing in girls' sports at the high school level. Not because they have majority support, they don't, but because they show up while our side stays home. We can win this. We should win this. We have the numbers to win this. We have the voters to win this. We have the issues to win this. We have the momentum to win this. But we only win this if conservatives show up and vote on Tuesday. If you want to keep boys out of girls' locker rooms, vote on Tuesday. You want to keep boys out of girls' sports? Vote on Tuesday. You want to keep radical trans ideology out of school libraries? What am I going to say here? Oh, that's right. Vote on Tuesday. It's not complicated. It's not extreme. It's not fringe. It's common sense. If you don't, Democrats will win. And if Democrats win, your taxes go up, your schools get more woke, and the state becomes Illinois. If you want to stop that, if you want to push back, if you want to put your foot down, then Tuesday is the day to do it. Do not assume someone else is going to do it for you. Do not let your neighbor assume your neighbor's going to do it. Well, my district is red anyway. It's not enough. Get people out. Get your friends out, your family out, your church out. One church small group can flip a school board. We can win this. We should win this. We will win this if conservatives show up and vote. So Tuesday is municipal election day for Republicans. Democrats can vote on Wednesday. That's a joke. Don't anybody go complaining. But seriously, Tuesday is election day. Mark it, circle it, set a reminder on your phone. Call your kids, text your neighbors, tell your church group, tell your Facebook group, tell your friends. But get them out there to vote Tuesday. It's the day. You want change? This is how you get change. And I'll say it again, because I want everybody to understand this. Republicans who don't vote elect Democrats. It's that simple. It really is. If Republicans who are listening to this show, who are hearing my voice, if you don't vote, you are essentially electing Democrats. If we get another 16 or 14 or 12% voter turnout, Democrats will win, and that's our fault. We own that because we can and we should do better. That's where we're at, folks. It's that simple. We can win this. We have the numbers and we have the momentum. I've seen the early voting numbers. We're on par with them. And Republicans traditionally turn out on election day. We just have to do it again on Tuesday. So again, make sure you vote. Make sure you show up. You may only have one person on your ballot. That's okay. As long as they're a Republican, turn out to vote. If they're not, write in a Republican. Seriously, it's that simple. Republicans who don't vote elect Democrats. It's that simple. If you have a question about who to vote for, go to Sedgwick.gop. They've got an entire list of Republicans countywide that you can check out. Let's not do that this time. Let's elect Republicans. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Nathan Hunter, who will explain why he is running for election for an at-large seat on the Goddard School Board. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. I was just with them over the weekend doing some phone banking for local candidates, but they do all kinds of stuff to help this time of year, including the third Saturday of every month. They do these days of action. They get out in the community and help door knock and educate voters. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference. If you're interested in getting involved, you can make your voice heard today by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org. It's a great organization. I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a way to get involved, you don't have a particular candidate that you want to help, it's a great way to get involved. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. This whole show, abbreviated as it may be, is going to be dedicated to candidates. It's a last chance to put candidates in front of voters. And with us now is one of those candidates, Dr. Nathan Hunter. He served in the U.S. Navy from 2012 to 2021, earned his bachelor's degree and a graduate degree from American Military University and a Ph.D. from Walden University. He is running for an at-large seat on the Goddard School Board. That's a USD 265. Nathan, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for your service, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, John, and appreciate you saying that.
So, you served your country. Why subject yourself? School board, first off, it's an unpaid position, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Justin Henry. He's an ass. Let's just call it what it is. But why would you want to run for office, particularly for an unpaid, thankless job like school board?
Well, I never set out to run for school board, but earlier this year, my daughter was bullied fairly extensively, and we dealt with the school, and we didn't really get a response that we felt was justified as parents. So then we took it to the central office, and just in dealing with the central office, it became evident that there is a very, very deeply entrenched system.
Yeah. In to say the least,
that limits parents and district constituents from just simply going to the school board. And I mean, anytime you want to talk to the school board, you know, maybe we'll get to this, but you got to get the superintendent's permission. Then you'll get 5 minutes to speak to the board, and then the district attorney will put it into an executive session, so nobody can talk about it outside closed doors. So nobody ever hears of any issues, and so everything, the optics are great that Goddard is perfect and living up to this high standard.
I've heard this, and Goddard, by the way, Goddard's not the only one that I've heard this about. I've heard it about Mays, particularly about Wichita, but in Goddard in particular, I've heard this as well, where the optics, they're glossy materials that they spend a lot of taxpayer money to produce, where they talk about how everything is great. I'll give you a good example. They sent out a survey recently where it said over 90% of survey participants rated the quality of education in the district as excellent or good. I don't know if you saw this. It was a really cool, glossy thing that they paid a lot of money to mail out. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah
you saw. So you know the one I'm talking about.
No, I never got that study.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, they mailed it out. This was in preparation for the bond. But
Of course.
All you have to do is look at the most recent assessment scores, which is 2024. It's the most recent completed assessment. Only 36% of Goddard 10th graders are proficient in math, 38% in science, and 40% in reading. By the way, those numbers are all down from 2023, and ACT right. scores have dropped over the last 10 years. Yet they say 90% think that the district is excellent or good. I'm sorry, 40% in reading, 38 in science, 36% in math. Those don't sound excellent or good to me.
No, and you can certainly get the results you want on any survey if you send it out to people that you want to.
Exactly.
I'd be very curious to know who that all went to. Goddard's pretty small, and I certainly didn't get that survey.
No, I didn't get the. Yeah, see, that's the other thing. I didn't get the survey either. But if you send it to all your teachers and the staff, and then you're going to get those kind. You see, and this is why I think there is no transparency. And you're right about the 5 minutes. The USD 259 board's the same way. If you go to a meeting, they'll give you 5 minutes. They won't answer any questions. They give you the time to talk. If an issue does come up, it's let's go to executive session where we then get behind closed doors.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's very frustrating as parents and, you know, and just dealing with the whole situation from the get-go, other parents outpouring their stories to us. And that, you know, kind of ties into why I'm running is just that there's some, you peel back the layers of the onion and there's more going on than just, you know, oh, Goddard's a great school district. It might be, you know, the teachers are great and there's good administrators, but there's certainly some gatekeeping going on. And
yes. This is nothing about teachers. Anytime you start talking about efficiencies and accountability, they always say that you're anti-teacher. But, you know, I know from our personal conversation, you're not. I'm not. I mean, my mother was a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. Our daughter is a teacher. Nothing about this is anti-teacher. But there's nothing wrong with saying you want to have accountability. That's not anti-teacher.
No, I think, like I said, the biggest issue is just there is a lack of transparency. Again, you can't speak to your board. The public, the way the district policy is written is that the public's invited to attend all board meetings. Well, it's certainly there's a big distinction between attending and being able to participate. And,
right.
You know, we might superficially glaze over that and be like, oh, yeah, we're invited to board meetings. But nowhere does it say you can participate. And, you know, there's no district complaint forms like other school districts in Sedgwick County have,
right,
where everything has to be, you have to go into the central office, which to a lot of people is intimidating. And then they'll, you know, like when my wife went in, they lied and said they didn't have a complaint form. And so I said, no, it's in their policy. And then a big one is the school board emails. They're not on Goddard's the only district in Sedgwick County where board emails aren't anywhere on the district website. And, you know, I argue that's kind of by design. So you have to go through, you know, the top administrators, namely, the superintendent, and then he determines if it's worthy of going to the board. And if not, then you're stuck with the answer you get from him.
Correct. Well, and another thing, and I've found this only through Freedom of Information, FOIA acts and other requests, but with Goddard in particular, Justin Henry has actually been caught using his email to push for policies, to push for candidates from his actual district email address, which is a clear violation, but he's been caught doing that before.
Right.
This is we're talking with Nathan Hunter, who's an at-large candidate for the Goddard School Board. You know, Goddard's one of the districts that tried a bond last year. It failed horribly. I mean, it wasn't even close. It failed by over 10%. I've heard that their response to that has been, well, we didn't do a good enough job educating the voters, which, no, you educated the voters. They just clearly rejected it. What is your position? Yeah. What was your position on the bond? Would you support another bond?
No, I was wholeheartedly against $196 million bond. And, you know, at the Goddard Education Association Forum, we had that last Wednesday, I believe. It was open to the public and the teachers, basically for the teachers union. straight up said that, you know, we have to remember the district itself might issue the bond, but investors profit off the bonds. And so what we see is a heavy push for bonds, consultants, you know, financial advisors, bond right. counsel to, you know, they put off the bonds. And not only that, I mean, but then that burden of raising property taxes is then placed long term on people already struggling, you know, obviously just look at the economy. And so if, you know, I understand eventually another bond is probably going to get passed, but, you know, I think a lot of people were turned off by how much the bond was pushed. And
yes.
if there's ulterior motives behind it.
And the sheer cost. I mean, it was so yeah. high. It was $196 million dollars in a district of that size, and something like 38% of it was stadium renovations, and there were two different press boxes and lighting. And again, when 38% of your students are 36% of 10th graders are proficient in math and 38 in science and 40 in reading. So literally over 50% of your 10th graders can't do math, science, and reading. Maybe you shouldn't be spending yep. that much money on stadium upgrades. You should be putting that money into teacher pay. And I think that was one of the reasons why so many people who I talked to on the bond voted no. It's like, dude, put the yep. money into salaries. We can talk. But if you're spending money on stadium upgrades, no. I mean, we're taxed enough already. I live in the Goddard District, and our property taxes yep. have gone up 18% over the last 2 years. You don't need any more money for stadium upgrades.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Wichita's bond that failed, you know, $400 million. But they also have 50,000 students compared to Goddard's
right. yeah.
6,000. And so it just doesn't make sense. And I mean, for those listening, you know, you can research all of the district's historical catalog of bonds. If you just Google the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board and type in USD 265, and you'll see that the main players, so to speak, financial advisors, bond council, the district council, all that jazz, are almost always the same individuals. And so it very, you know, it's very frustrating because there's obviously two sides to that coin. I understand that, you know, if teachers are stressed in the classroom, they need more room. But yet you can't discredit the people that are saying, hey, I don't support a $200 million bond. You know, that it's easy to advocate for these nice things when it's not your money. I'll just say that because,
yeah. Well, you know, and again, if it was focused on the classrooms and it could be tied directly to achievement, that'd be one thing. But
right, a bond does not guarantee, and all these new facilities outcomes. And fancy upgrades don't guarantee student achievement.
Exactly. Nathan, I'm up on a break, but I want to thank you. If folks are interested, if they want information, if they have questions for you, if they want to do, you know, some phone banking for you here tomorrow, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, either Facebook, Nathan Hunter for USD 265 BOE. I keep an eye out on that. I've got a campaign page that is also linked to my Facebook, or just by email, NathanHunter0209@gmail.com.
Well, I know you're one of the recommended candidates on the Sedgwick County Republican Party website as well, but Nathan, best of luck. I encourage my wife and I will be voting for you on Tuesday. I encourage all the Republicans to get out and to vote for Nathan Hunter on Tuesday. Best of luck, my friend.
All right. I appreciate that, John. Thank
you. We'll take a quick break, and then I know we've got a couple of other candidates. I believe Kathy Bond is on the line. We've got other phone lines are open for any candidate that wants to take advantage of it. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And make sure you like and listen to KNS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget, Friday, Pachyderm will have an election wrap-up with Kelly Arnold and my buddy Andy Hoosier. And next Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday, the 13th, is the Bourbon and Cigars event at the Candle Club. You can find out information on both those events on the John Whitmer Show Facebook show. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330 for any candidate that wants to take advantage. We're giving you the show, open platform for callers or candidates tonight. And right now joining us is Kathy Bond, who is running for re-election to the USD 259 Wichita School Board. Kathy, thank you for joining us. I know you've been busy. I've seen you out door knocking. I've seen your signs. Final push. I bet you'll be glad one way or the other once Tuesday comes, won't you?
I sure will. John, thank you for giving me this opportunity
go
ahead and come back on the air. And whoever is listening, you are so right. If you are a Republican and you do not get out and vote, you will be voting for a Democrat.
Yep, yep.
One of the things that I posted on my campaign page was, although it says nonpartisan on paper, we all know this is not nonpartisan. And
no.
One of the things I want to do is to help Pat Proctor in Topeka next year is to get this law changed, because people are so confused. They want to know who is running, who is aligned with my values, my visions, and the way that I would like my representative to vote. And one of the things that I have been able to maintain throughout the last 4 years, and that I promise to maintain in the next 4 years, is to maintain that voice. I am the voice of the people that elect me. The people that elect me are actually hiring me for a job. And when I go to them and I'll say, what do you think about X, Y, and Z? And they tell me, that's how I need to vote.
Yep. No, you've been true about that. The only thing I'll caution you, because when I was in my first year in the legislature as a freshman, we tried to switch the local elections, municipal elections, to partisan, and it won't be possible with. We'll have to wait another year because under
nothing, I say nothing,
not under a Democrat governor, she'll veto it.
Well, I understand that,
fine. You'll have to wait another year because there aren't enough votes with a Democrat governor, I don't think. But
well, that's okay.
Give us a Republican governor, and we can get it done. But other
that's
than
right.
that, you are absolutely right.
And you're right. Our team, my team, and myself, we're out doing door hangers today, phone calls. I've gotten. Oh my gosh, it's just so wonderful when my team calls me and they say, hey, this person said this and it was encouraging and it gives you hope, because you don't know how these things are going to run. You just don't know what's the turnout going to be. And I'm so grateful for those that have endorsed me, KFL. A lady got a phone call today from one of my team members and she said, well, I've already voted for her because I got a card in my church, and it was
good.
In KFL, and the whole church is giving out the KFL endorsement, and I'm so grateful for that. So
Kansas Family Voice endorsed you too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Good.
Yes,
yep,
they
yep.
did. And I'll tell you, John, I'm at peace no matter what happens. The people, it's up to them. You know, I've done what I can do. I have proven the integrity that I have maintained, And I'm true to what I say.
Well, we need you on there. I mean, you've been a stalwart. You opposed the bond. I know the district wants to do another one. They didn't learn their lesson the last time. You know, we'll have to teach them again. But you've been a strong advocate for, I believe, as you said, for your constituents. And you know, the one thing that the people may not know is your opponent's a radical. Your opponent is a union shill who will get in there and rubber stamp whatever the KNEA and the KASB, you know, whatever orders
right.
come down the pipe. That's what
right.
she's going to do. And that's
well, let me give you an idea.
We need you in
let
there.
Let me give you an idea. What kind of she was a teacher in Mays. And from what I understand, my friend's daughter was in her classroom as a student. And there was BLM, Antifa, the rainbow flags hung all over her classroom. And, I mean, that in itself tells you about the person. And, you know, this campaign has really revealed such a stark contrast between my opponent and myself. I mean, she's Democrat, I'm Republican, and Suzanne Perez from KMUW, she nailed it great. She said that Bond is an outspoken conservative. And I'm going to tell your listeners, that's not just a label. It's a promise.
Good. Well,
and yes.
But, you know, it's look, don't get me wrong. If your opponent or any teacher wants to put that crap up in their classroom, that's just not the place for it. No more than you would go and you would put partisan political stuff. It's not like you're going around putting your Republican brand on the wall.
No.
Right. Exactly. But see, that's the point. That's not the place for it.
But this is what's even more important. If we are discovered of doing this thing, we're going to lose our funding.
Right.
Because it's a mandate by the federal administration right now that if we do that, we are going to lose our funding. And God forbid a parent should call the AG and the AG comes down and does their own investigation again. Yeah. I mean, it's about the funding. I mean, of course, I don't want the indoctrination of our students. Let's just keep it simple. Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Exactly. Especially
reading,
a district like USD 259, where those numbers are worse than they are in Goddard. And Goddard's not very good, but still.
Well, and I think, you know, we have to remember, though, Goddard is not an urban school district.
No.
And neither is Mays, and neither is Derby. Wichita is an urban school district. Our demographics are off the chart from those other districts that surround us. 80% of our students are low income to poverty level. Do you realize out of 45,000 students, almost 9,000 of those students are considered at needs, I mean, special needs. I mean, they have special needs in about 10 different categories. That's a lot of special needs. And I'm not, you know, we've got to have the support for our educators to be able to go ahead and do it, because by law, we have to teach these kids, which is fine. But if we don't have that support there, I don't know, those kids are just going to fall through the cracks.
Let me ask you, I do have one question. How is it, and you may not know this answer, but I do wonder this. The poverty rate in Wichita, Kansas is 18.3% for persons below the poverty line, which is higher mm-hmm. than the national average. So, you know, the city has specific areas with significantly higher rates. So, you know, like certain parts of the town which have poverty levels reaching up to 50%. But overall, right. The poverty rate in Wichita is 18.3%. And yet the school district has 80% of students. I don't understand how that's possible. That if the
something, yep.
That tells me that someone's rigging the system, that these students are rigging the system, because we don't have 80% of our population below the poverty line. How is it these kids are somehow qualifying for free and reduced lunch? How come? You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
It tells me somewhere that the school district is playing with the numbers. If we have less than 20% of our population poor, but 80% of the students are poor, is that accurate?
Well, you know what? I always check and verify, so I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you get reelected, there's something that you can look into, because I always thought that something was rotten in Denmark when the district claims that it's got 80% poor, but only 20% of the city's even poor. So, Kathy, I wish you all the best. We need you reelected. We need everyone over there reelected, and we need to get Brett reelected as well. So, or elected rather, but I wish you all the best. If folks want to, if you're doing a sine wave, or you're doing any calling tomorrow, if the people have questions, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Kathy Bond, 2025@gmail.com. Kathy Bond, 2025@gmail.com.
Kathy, wish you all the best. I hope that we're celebrating a reelection victory on Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you very much, John, and thanks to every listener that actually gets off the couch and goes and votes.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We'll take a quick break, and if we have any candidates call in, we'll put them on the air. Otherwise, we'll talk with Mark Vargas, my friend and editor-in-chief at the Illinois Review. But if we have a candidate, the candidate goes first. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS or by listening to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And I'm going to sneak out and go to Magnolia Cafe because that he was talking about chicken and waffles and that just sounded really good. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker's Illinois prisons have stopped tracking the recidivism rate, citing a, quote-unquote, blind spot computer glitch going back 3 years. Meanwhile, just this week, a convicted felon was arrested again. This time, Frank Saporito, who had kidnapped a woman with a machete and held her hostage for a week while he went on a drug bender, happened to be picked up by police. Well, that was convenient. At least they got him. All this is happening at the same time. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says there's no crime crisis in Chicago. Yeah. Nothing to see here, folks. Reminds me of the Naked Gun. With us now is Mark Vargas. He is editor-in-chief of the Illinois Review and a columnist at Newsmax. Mark, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
You know, I mean, it's sad. We mock this, you know, but literally, Mayor Johnson says there's no crime crisis. I just don't get this. What I mean, you're in Chicago. What do you say?
Well, the mayor has completely lost his mind. He's got a 6% approval rating. Think about that. It's the lowest approval rating of any mayor in Chicago history, maybe of any major big city history. And not only does he say that there isn't a crime problem, he blames Richard Nixon for Chicago's crime crisis. He did that late spring, early summer. As young youth were rioting and looting and jumping on top of cars on Michigan Avenue and smashing windshields, and tourists had to be escorted back to their hotels by Chicago police. Mayor Johnson got in front of the cameras and said there just aren't enough after school activities for them. And finally, on Morning Joe last week, when asked about, 5,000 more police officers, that will help secure the city, he called that an antiquated question after ignoring it five times. And then he came up with his grand solution to reducing crime in major cities, particularly in Chicago, is the answer is provide more affordable housing. That's how you solve Chicago's crime crisis. But yeah. The residents see through this. It's why he's got a 6% approval rating. And, they know the reality that Chicago is a war zone. The streets aren't safe. You don't want to bring your family out at night. You don't want to go to the park with your family. It's a war zone because Governor Pritzker and Brandon Johnson have prioritized and put lawlessness over law and order, violent criminals over law-abiding residents. And as a result, Chicago's a war zone, but the people are waking up.
And yet, Governor Pritzker says there's no emergency in Chicago that requires any help, that requires the National Guard. I mean, first off, how would he know? Apparently, the prisons have stopped tracking the recidivism rate. So how would he even know if there was an emergency?
That's right. And WGN broke that story late yesterday, actually. Ben Bradley of WGN 9 here in Chicago. Exactly right. And I love Governor Pritzker has been posting on his social media photos of the Chicago skyline. And he's talking about this is a safe place. Well, what he's not telling you is that he's posting those videos at 6 o'clock in the morning when the criminals are just finally going to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one. Number two, he's not showing what's behind him. 12 heavily armed bodyguards and a bulletproof SUV that are trailing behind him. It's remarkable after 58 shot and 8 killed over Labor Day weekend just last week. There was more shootings in Chicago last weekend than in Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York City, and Washington, D.C. combined. And yet he's saying that this is a manufactured crisis. Think about this. I mean, 90% of violent offenders are walking free and on the streets because they've never been identified or charged. Governor, that's not a manufactured crisis. 67,000 criminals that are free because of no cash bail who missed a court hearing, that's not a manufactured crisis. And finally, 1,600 police officers short in Chicago, resulting in over 225,000 high-priority 911 calls going unanswered. Calls like shots fired, assault in progress, man with a gun, man with a knife, they went unanswered. Governor Pritzker, that's not a manufactured crisis.
No, and the sad part here is you can't blame the cops because the mayor and the governor have tied their hands. They can't help ICE. They can't share info. They can't hold illegals. So, what do we expect them to do?
That's exactly right. And the Chicago Police Department has put out a memorandum that, that officers are not allowed to cooperate and assist ICE agents, that they can't touch supposed illegal aliens. They really have tied their hands. Democratic political leaders have tied their hands behind their back. And here's the sad reality. Because of this, their jobs have gotten that much harder.
Right.
And we've seen now a spike in suicides among our police officers. We've seen a spike in alcohol abuse among. We've seen a spike in domestic abuse. We've seen a spike in we've got a mental health crisis amongst our Chicago police officers because they can't do their jobs. And if they do, they could face criminal prosecution because they are in a city that has prioritized criminals over law-abiding citizens. And lastly, they've turned criminals into victims and victimized the criminals.
Yeah, clearly. We're talking with Mark Vargas, who's the editor-in-chief at the Illinois Review. Mark, in 2008, then Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich proposed deploying the National Guard to Chicago. The very thing that the president is looking at. This came after a violent crime surge, after 16 children were killed in 3 weeks. now the president wants to do this. He's not going to pull them in there if there's not a crisis. And yet Democrats are all of a sudden so opposed to an idea that their very own Democrat governor proposed in 2008 rather.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And it's really interesting that you had Governor Blagojevich at the time say, listen, we're seeing a crime spike. Our police are overwhelmed, but let's send in the National Guard. And when he proposed that idea, and I actually had a conversation with Governor Blagojevich about that, he said it was my fellow Democrat leaders, including the mayor, that stepped in and said, wait a second, we can't do that. There's no problem. But what's interesting about this point is that it was a crisis to political leaders in Chicago at a time when they were averaging about 530 murders per year. Today, they're averaging close to 700 murders per year.
Yeah, but there's no crisis. There's no crisis.
There's no crisis. Yeah. You're exactly right. There's no crisis. And what's interesting is another point to that is not only did the then Governor Blagojevich propose to bring in the National Guard in 2008, but in 2010, and it's been reported by AP, Fox News, ABC7 Chicago, that in 2010, Chicago Democratic lawmakers proposed to do what? To bring in the National Guard. Why? Because they were seeing a spike in violence on the streets. This problem hasn't gotten any better. It's gotten worse. And here's the irony in all of this. During the Democratic National Convention, and I know you're familiar with this as well, during the Democratic National Convention, what did Governor Pritzker do? He deployed the National Guard to do what? To protect his wealthy billionaire mega donor friends and VIP delegates, but he won't deploy the National Guard because there is no crisis to protect everyday residents, children, and babies.
Right. And well, you know, I mean, just you pointed out the 52 people shot over Labor Day weekend. There were 20 people killed in Chicago over the past 3 weeks. I mean, it's just, you know, they're defending criminals and illegals. And I have to think that Chicago's sanctuary policy for illegals is part of the problem as well.
You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. So since 2022, 52,000 illegals have entered the city of Chicago. Pritzker and Johnson have welcomed them with open arms, regardless of their criminal backgrounds and history. And as a result, they've allocated $3.1 billion since 2022 to make sure that these illegals have food, clothing, shelter. They've put them up. They've rented out entire hotels in downtown Chicago. This is the part that should make every person's stomach churn. There are organizations that work with the transition from those that have been homeless into housing. And this includes domestic abuse victims who are women and moms that have children. This also includes veterans who have returned from combat and are struggling with PTSD, and this is they're looking for a second chance. These organizations are being pressured by their state government and local officials to send those individuals to the back of the line and instead reprioritize. And so put the homeless veteran that served his country honorably, put him at the back of the line, and let's put in a migrant family. To the mother on the south and west side of Chicago who's a domestic abuse victim with three children and they're homeless, put them at the bottom of the line because we need to make sure that a migrant family, an illegal family, has their housing instead. It's disgusting. It's immoral. And it's why the residents of Chicago are waking up and calling in unison and with energy and momentum, calling in for the National Guard.
And yet here's the real question, Mark. Would Blagojevich, or it's not Blagojevich, would Pritzker or Johnson, you know, would they lose if they ran for reelection?
The challenge that we have with Governor Pritzker is he was born into he inherited nearly $4 billion. He's an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. So he was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple. He's got unlimited funds. He spent $350 million for his first election and his reelection of his own money. And he's willing to spend $1 billion if he has to. He literally bought the governor's seat. So that's difficult when you've got that. But I can tell you they are wildly unpopular, and I do hope that the momentum continues and that residents' eyes continue to open and their ears open, because at the same time that they've got a $3.1 billion taking care of illegals, Chicago's got its own deficit. Next year, and I'm not a finance guy, but it doesn't take a finance guy to figure this out. Next year, they've got a $1 billion deficit, and they've got to figure out how to come up with $1 billion. Do you know what the city officials and the mayor have come up with? Let's raise taxes on the very same people who are living in a war zone. Let's raise their taxes.
Right, to fund illegals, housing for illegals. I don't envy you, brother. I mean, we've got our issues here in Wichita, but nothing like what you're facing. Mark, I appreciate you, my friend. I know you've got some great articles and some great links. If folks are interested, they can find you on X at Mark A. Vargas, and that's V-A-R-G-A-S. And, of course, they can also read some of your stories online as well at the Illinois Review. And, of course, you're a contributor, a columnist at Newsmax as well.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to coming back again and talking about it, hopefully when the Guard actually enter the city of Chicago.
Appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and take calls. Again, studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this. Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, abbreviated as it was. Regular show next week. Looking forward to that. And also, don't forget, on Friday, the Pachyderm Club is hosting a power-packed post-election event with my buddies Kelly Arnold and Andy Hoosier. You can join me and show up and harass them. And then Thursday, the 13th at 7, the Sedgwick County Republican Party and special guest Congressman Ron Estes will be having a fundraising evening of fine bourbon and cigars.
That's going to be a great evening.
Are you going to come? You should go.
I'm seriously considering
it,
because
I might have to hook a brother up with that one.
But it's a good.
It'll be a good event. Yeah. They've got some really cool. They can do like a live auction. And I've seen some of the items, like Rob Schneider. You remember the comedian Schneider? He's got a premium bourbon out called Liberal Tears Bourbon. So we got a bottle of it. We got a bottle of Rob Schneider's exclusive Liberal Tears Bourbon.
I love it.
We're going to auction that off. We've got some other cool stuff that we're auctioning off. So.
No, I'm going to petition Tony or whoever the higher-ups may be.
The Mucky Mucks.
I would love for you to have Rob on.
Rob Schneider?
Yes.
I could reach out.
At some point. I think that would be a great segment.
We've had some good guests on this show over the years. But yeah. I'm still working on another Trump. I mean, we've had one Trump.
Yeah.
I've met two other Trumps. I've met Don Jr. and the president. So we'll see if we can get you another. But in the meantime, have a great week. Don't forget next Sunday, and have a great week and carry on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.